Hello, everyone. So I've been trying to record a narrative that I wrote yesterday. I was really enjoying writing it, and it got me really excited, and I wanted to read it and do a bit of a ramble fap with it, both in one. But I didn't have any privacy yesterday, and I had a very, very, very long day. And today I do not have my computer with me, and I don't really think I can record a proper narrative with just this app on my phone. So in lieu of that, it is 4:10 p.m. and I have managed to get myself a little tea break for this afternoon. And I am going to see what I can remember, little tidbits from yesterday's story, and tell you about them while also enjoying some me time. I actually just realized that I have a bunch of scaffolding outside my window. In my office, I am on the 7th floor, and it is kind of raining now, so but I should probably just check that. As much as I enjoy the fantasy of voyeurism, I don't particularly want to get arrested for public indecency and offend the sensibilities of some poor young work people. Nope, coast is clear. Oh my god, I really need to clean these windows. I hope that's what the scaffolding's for. It's filthy here. Even filthier than my mind. Oh, dad jokes. That's sexy, right? No, I don't think so. Anyway, I am in my very, very comfortable IKEA chair. I think it's Poang or something like that. I'm pulling a Deadpool now and trying to say all the Swedish names of the furniture, but I love this chair. I'm obsessed with it. I have tried to purchase fancy kind of Eames chairs and other things like that for my office, but I don't like them. I keep coming back to this wonderful rocking I just love that. Love the rocking kind of weightlessness of this chair. I could kind of just bounce in it. Unfortunately, bouncing alone, but I have all you lovely people to keep me company. And I don't know how many of you enjoy visual descriptions, but what else is going on? I have some kind of purpley gray suit pants and a black little silk shirt thing. And I'm a little conscious of, just in case somebody is looking in through the window, I've decided not to do my usual, which is to, you know, kind of take nearly all of my clothes off when I play with myself and get my tits out. I don't think that's going to happen today. I am instead going to slide, well, I already have for the last 5 minutes, slide my fingers just cheekily into my work pants and start to have a good time. Already pretty wet because I have been thinking about the story that I wrote yesterday, which was a follow-on, a part two to my gym story. And some spoilers, I do get to meet the handsome man that I was lusting after in the gym. Oh, God. I'm so sorry. Oh, God, I I really need to learn to pace myself a little better and breathe, because I very nearly took myself over the edge there mindlessly while talking. So everybody who practices a lot of edging and gooning, you will have to teach me your ways, because I have gotten into rather a bad habit when I masturbate of doing it far too quickly, because usually, you know, I don't have a lot of time to myself to do it. And so I think I have done that. Usually any other kind of time that I'm taking my time, it is with somebody. So when I'm by myself, yes, it's usually just a really quick, you know, can I do it in the time that it takes my electric toothbrush to finish with its little warning light to tell me that I've brushed my teeth for long enough. So, yes, I had a follow on from that gym audio where I got to meet him, and I got to return the favor, and then I got completely destroyed on the hotel floor. So it was very nice. A little rough, but not too much. I think my first orgasm that I had with him, with that fantasy, had been a very urgent, very built up, intense one. And I think, as often happens with me, the first one is like, you know, all my pent up frustration and kind of like where I'm at right now, just pretty desperate. And then the second one, I usually kind of want to take my time and be a little bit more romantic and get kind of soppy with my second one. So both are very dangerous. You know, my first one is like I could literally do fucking anything because I'm so crazy desperate to get off. And then my second one is also dangerous because, you know, I will fall foul to somebody's charms pretty easily. And and I'm all like, hey, love me, tell me I'm pretty. And that will also get me into trouble. So yeah. And usually by my third one, it's often kind of underwhelming, if I'm honest. I tend to just enjoy the ride up until that point, and I'm usually like, eh, all right, well, I guess she's done now. But I don't know if any of this is of any interest to you, but I noticed that ramble fap seem to go down better than narratives. Although this is probably more ramble. I don't even know if you can hear the fat part. It is definitely happening. Maybe I will just see if I can move the phone a little bit closer to where the action is happening. Rush hour right now starting in New York City, so I don't know how much of the ambient sounds of a honking and cars you're hearing, but hopefully you can hear what I am doing to myself as I think about what I'm gonna say when I finally get to read my fantasies to you all and have them come to life kind of makes them feel real. Always comes so much harder. When I have been thinking about things like that, it's like my mind is just as fucking turned on as my body, and something about that just makes it 10 times harder. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. I hope this isn't too loud, because I know some people in the room next door are having a chess game. So I can maybe not go too crazy. Yeah, I've got a white noise machine outside my office, but I still don't trust myself not to scream. Oh, sorry, just getting a little cramp in my leg right there. Okay. After going on about how comfortable that chair was, I'm just gonna have to make my way onto the floor, I think. Oh, that's better.
Coast is still clear. Nobody is banging on the walls to tell me to shut the fuck up. That is good. And I guess I am gonna calm myself down, freshen myself up, and then get on the train for my long commute home. So anybody who has any recommendations of things I should listen to wind myself back up again, I would welcome them. All right. Bye.